Yeah.
Oh, are we making a phone call?
We are. Yeah, matter of fact. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy this phone call, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Is it a prank call?
No, it's not a prank call. We're calling a real person.
Is it to Iceland?
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, would you... This is Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Okay, would you page Elisa and ask her to pick up the phone, please?
Okay, I'm not sure if she's here yet, but I'll page her.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so we're going to try to...
What are you doing?
Do you want her cell number? I mean, we can call her on her cell. And...
She's standing in the hall. I know she's here.
Oh.
She's standing right outside my control room.
So. Oh, she's talking to Kevin right now?
No, I think she's talking to Jay Sakal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So you can hear that on the Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. It works out well. Okay, all right, now she's going to pick up the phone here. 8:37. Chase's last, 23 minutes on the air.
This is Elisa.
So you're on the air with us.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Hi, Elisa.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's Cat and Chase.
Hi, Cat and Chase.
It was Scott's idea.
So
that's better than saying Chase and Cat.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
Hey, that was fun.
So did you go eat dinner out last night?
Dinner out last night? No.
Oh. Well, you ate out this week, though, didn't you?
I have eaten out this week.
Where did you eat?
We've eaten at Luby's.
That's the one.
On purpose?
I like Luby's.
Yes, we ate there on purpose. We ate there with Andrew and Allison, one of our sales people and our assistant engineer.
Wow.
For lunch.
I would have eaten Luby's, too.
You had lunch? At Luby's.
We did.
Do they have an all-you-can-eat thing at lunch? Or
they do.
Do they?
They do. And 3 days a week, it's a dollar off of their regular price.
So how does that work? I mean, do you have to get at the end of the line and go back through again if you want more salmon croquettes?
I guess. I don't know. I never go back for more. I can barely eat what I... The Luann platter. Come on.
That's what I get.
But you don't have to. I mean, you can get the Luann platter, I guess, and it's a dollar off the all-you-can-eat. But just what I normally would get would be, do you really want to know what I would get?
Absolutely. Do you get the Jell-O?
No.
I do.
Do you really?
I do. The blue kind's the best.
Huh.
It all tastes the same.
Does all you can eat apply to the drive-thru as well?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, and see, what I want to know...
It says on there that to-go boxes are not included.
Because if I brought the box back, I mean...
Right.
Know,
well, I guess
or just
so.
Your receipt and ask
but
for
I
a
like
clean
the
box.
Black and tilapia.
Okay, so you had the Luann platter, okay, and what did your husband have?
I think he had the bacon cheese steak.
Of course. And did you happen to notice what Allie and Andrew had too? Or?
Andrew had pot roast.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what Allie had.
Now, at any point during the
meal, Allie probably had a bowl of celery.
She might have fried chicken.
I know she did order a salad.
Yeah, she can still fit in her prom dress. You know. So, I mean, but at any point during the meal, did anybody look at the other person and say, boy, that looks good. Could I try some of that?
Actually, Dusty got a salmon, a seafood patty because he wanted to know what it was.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'll try new foods.
Yeah.
You all have to know this by now.
Yep.
And
yeah, I heard about Dusty and the Famous Bowl.
So he did offer up the opportunity for everyone to try a bite, and I think everyone declined.
Yeah.
So did they offer tartar sauce with the seafood patty?
Yes, and I believe it was mostly crab.
Now, do they still have people coming by that offer to refill your tea and water?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. And so overall, it was a good experience.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We like to go there.
I understand.
And our kids love the macaroni and cheese.
So
and
do
kids
I.
get to eat free some nights. So,
yes. The macaroni and cheese is their crowning achievement.
Yeah. If we make it back into town, it's a great place when kids eat free.
Yeah, well, that's
you know,
for
we
sure.
We have a lot of them.
Yeah, you do. That's right. You bring the basketball team.
Got a basketball
they're
team.
All cute,
Dusterhoff basketball team. Well, okay. Well, I wanted a little report on Luby's. That was it, so I appreciate that.
Have a good day.
See you,
bye.
Bye. Actually, she had been in the control room, and she was relating a story, and so I thought, well, we'll just go ahead and let her.
Wasn't sure what that
phone
call was going to entail.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going.
Sure. Yeah, well, I did, so it was
little did I know that the last 23 minutes of this show would be...
dedicated to Luby's.
A Luby's focus group.
Well, not the entire 23 minutes, but I thought that we would at least, you know, start with that.
Sure, sure.
That would give us
Scott
something
is the captain.
To do. Hello?
While you're on the subject of food, I got a little bone to pick with Chase.
All right, it's Cliff Howard from another radio station.
You know, he had the opportunity to allow us to all have a free lunch today. It's kind of a
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a private broadcasting tradition that when people leave, and this being radio, people leave about once every 3 days, that we get a free lunch.
Yeah.
And Chase, being Chase, went, I've already left four times. We already had four lunches.
Right,
we don't need another one.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So he's deprived the entire Brian Broadcasting family of a free lunch.
Yeah, hell, he didn't have to show up even, did he?
Exactly. No, he didn't even have to be there.
Yeah.
He's thumbing his nose at tradition in Aggieland.
Yeah,
how smart is that?
Really. He could have just said, okay, I'll be there, and then not show up.
Exactly.
you didn't have to come.
Yeah.
Or
would
pay.
It have been so terrible for us to get a free burger on Friday?
Yeah.
Man, all right. I never thought of it that way. I was robbing the staff.
Yeah.
Sir, if you come by the station, you can at least get a cheesecake little cupcake.
Yeah, listen, Kat's got some cheesecake things here.
She's called Chips Sir.
They're in dinosaur shapes, right?
Yeah, dinosaur little cups.
Dinosaur cups.
It's good.
Right.
Good.
They're
thanks,
homemade. Sorry. I make things from scratch. I either want to triumph brilliantly or go down in flaming glory. So.
Okay, well, I think this one worked out. All right, thanks. There you go.
Who are you calling now?
All right, failing at dialing the phone.
It's a tradition.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Got to call the station again?
I think I have tickets to give away for next weekend, too, because it's the big Brazos Valley inaugural fair.
Good morning,
that's
Brian
coming
Broadcasting.
Up.
This is Stephanie.
Okay, let's see if Ben's around. Is he around?
Yeah, hang on
okay,
a second.
Thanks. I don't Stephanie's know.
Stephanie's gotten three phone calls this morning. Two of them have been you.
Yeah, well, okay. Guess what? After nine, I won't call.
I know.
Yeah, probably not. That's so. Anyhow,
one last time.
Hey guys,
fire! One last time.
Oh, the last. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Yeah.
He's the Fog Pilots. Texas Broadcaster of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
He's the General Manager. He's.
You think you're going to get away with it? Not up in here!
Not up in here!
Area Man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Can I just say that I get jazzed so much every time I hear that, I cannot imagine how it makes you feel.
Here, you've only got a day left. Have a raise.
Well, I didn't know if you had time to say goodbye to him again.
Do you have the ones?
No,
do you have copies of the ones I've said the past two times?
Yeah, I think they're probably recorded somewhere.
Okay, good. I was just going to say I'm kind of busy today. Maybe you could just play one of those.
Yeah, I'll do it.
That'll be fine.
We'll burn it onto a CD for him. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, because it'd be the same stuff. Okay, the first time was kind of heartfelt. Okay, I'll just tell you, because, you know, it was nice to have Chase around and kind of help news department, all this kind of stuff. Because, you know, Jay Sokol, wonderful guy, but you know, he just traveled a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Chase left and the first time, and that was heartfelt. And then the second time is a little perfunctory. You know, and I think we've gone from heartfelt to perfunctory to completely insincere.
Yeah, faking it.
Anything I would say now would just be something that was... It would just be held up to ridicule later. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, Chase, I'm glad you found honest work. You found it with a gas company, which still just amuses me to no end.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And more power to you. Do you want us to just put your chair and your boxes of stuff just in the corner and wait?
Yeah, that's probably best.
Okay. Well, just, Kat, if you would, just slide it over there in the corner. We can throw a drape over it if you think there's a chance that some dust will collect on it before you need it again.
I know, because a lot of events are transpiring here at the radio station. I understand if we need to put it in mini storage or something like that. But yeah, just to be on the safe side.
Put it with those Candy 95 mugs and whatever that room. I don't know what you call that room.
The promotions room, the promotions closet.
Yeah, that's
probably the last station in America that actually has a promotions closet.
I would agree.
Anyway, well, Chase, appreciate it, big guy.
Thank you, man.
And if you feel the need to do Brian High play-by-play again, just give us a call.
Will do.
All right, good luck, Godspeed, and since you're working for a natural gas company that has big, huge pipelines running underneath Bryan College Station, and you're the spokesperson, I hope we never hear from you again.
Mary has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda, too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda, too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda, too?
Allen's got your Honda.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field, Texas music, Aggie style. That's right, this concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight yell practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight yell practice. This year promises to be the largest yell practice in the history of Texas A&M.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, yeah, you know, by Wednesday of your first week at your new job, is Jamie just going to be sick of you walking in the door telling a new gas joke? I mean, you think about that. Okay. Allie's here this morning. Allie.
Hi.
How are you, Allie?
I'm good. You know, I was driving into work this morning, and I got a total play-by-play of my lunch yesterday.
Yeah!
Which was fantastic.
Okay, so what did you actually eat? Because I think Chase thought you ate a bowl of celery.
I figured you guys would want an update. And Chase, you actually picked the one food on the planet that I will not eat.
Really?
Celery. Ugh, the worst.
Where's Chase?
I don't know. He's missing. Oh, you know, I did see him down the hall. I think.
What do you mean he's down the hall?
I don't know
hall?
Where he is.
Is there a song to play for him? Or do I have to play the Scott song?
No, I'm here.
Oh, well, okay.
I realized I had to record something that's going to run on Texag's radio in about 15 minutes. Oh. Otherwise, I was going to live up to total failure expectations.
Perfect. Lacking on the last day.
Yeah, this. Well, anyway, Allie came in to let us know that she doesn't eat celery. So
okay.
Yeah, I don't eat celery.
So you're by celery kind of like I am by watermelon and cottage cheese and stuff like that.
So, yeah, no, but what makes you sick is now she gets to keep her high school figure and she ate, like, food that, you know, other people would eat.
Well, I have some kind of baked fish thing in a chicken something yesterday.
You didn't do all you can eat.
Well, no, I did do all you can eat. That way you get two entrees. I'm kind of a carnivore that way.
Wow. Okay, so
but I also got the mac and cheese.
But do you have to
I
go back in the
about.
Line and start over again?
Well, no, I just got two to begin with.
Oh, you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can, like, order?
I think you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
It's Luby, Scott. There are no rules.
Okay, do you have a
dessert? Except you have to pay before you go sit down.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, you pay before you sit down now?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What? Where have you been? That's always been the case at Luby's.
No,
that's not true.
No, you used to leave and then, you know, take your ticket as you were walking out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Luby's a lot.
she said with total enthusiasm.
I really like it. There's nothing wrong with it. I really like it a lot.
Does Jordan like it?
You know, I'm sure he does.
I mean, it sounds like that's something. That
in all the time, in all the time that you've known your husband, I mean, you guys have known each other forever. Y'all never been to Luby's together?
I can't think of one time that we've been together.
Really?
I've been. I'm sure he's been.
Can you see that Jordan gets home? Whoever's the last one home, honey, I'm home. Oh, hey, I ate at Luby's today. You wouldn't believe what I did. You? Oh, it's been so long since I've eaten.
Or better yet, it's anniversary night.
Yeah.
Well, now, let's not get carried away.
Did we have dessert yesterday?
No, I didn't get a dessert because I was really full, and I was trying to eat every last bit of my macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, because you and Kat apparently share that feeling about the
and
macaroni
and
cheese.
And I also had a wheat roll.
Did you?
Which I love. That reminds me of elementary school cafeteria line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the wheat roll,
I got to tell you this.
It's
about
that.
We've been making fun of Luby's for years. But I will tell you something that I fix at my house because I stole the recipe off the internet is their Spanish slaw.
Oh.
I like that. That's good stuff. Spanish slaw.
Is that the carrot stuff?
No. It's basic cabbage. It's really finely shredded cabbage.
Oh.
And it's kind of, it's not a sweet slaw. It's got a little bit of vinegar in it. So that's not bad. So, Chase, you're all out there by yourself, buddy. on Luby's.
Oh. So all these years you've been a Luby's fan, you've just been playing the part.
Just the Spanish
slaw. It
all
comes out here.
Truth comes out here at the end.
Just the Spanish
slaw. Man, who shot JR?
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I love Luby's.
Good.
Yeah. I love Luby's too.
What is your favorite thing at Luby's?
I like the salmon patties. My husband calls them grenades.
No.
Yeah, that's an apt description.
Yeah, they do kind of look like that. But anyway, so how often do you eat there?
Well, they closed the Luby's where I live.
Oh, where do you live?
I live in Denton, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
wait, are you calling from Denton this morning?
I am. I listen to y'all all the time.
All right. Online streamer.
So now, how did you get connected with us? You were down here for some reason for a period of time?
I was down visiting with family and hooked up, and I loved it.
Oh, really? So it was just a matter of you weren't. I was just going to assume you went to school here, but no, huh? You just found us, and you've taken us back up there with you.
Yeah, I listen on my laptop.
That is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
We thank you for doing that, and the folks from Luby's, thank you for calling to. Now, what else do you like?
Maybe they'll relocate to Denton now that you've called in.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
How far is the nearest Luby's? How far do you have to drive to a Luby's? I can't imagine.
I have to drive to Waco.
Really?
Oh, there's got to be one in Fort Worth.
No, 2 hours to Waco.
Wow.
No way.
And you can't settle for Furs or Piccadilly, huh?
We don't even have that.
Good grief, what do they have in
Denton?
Cafeteria
dining is out in the Metroplex.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye. Calling from North Texas to defend Luby's. All right, very good. Well, good. Thank you for telling us that. And we found out that, that's how the all-you-can-eat works, and she doesn't like celery. So
that's right.
We'll remember that.
Learn something new.
Good luck and Godspeed, Chase. We'll miss you.
All right, there you go. That's Allie in there this morning. All right, hello.
Yeah, since this is the Luby's hour, I thought I'd spend my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, sure. You go ahead, Clarence.
Actually, you know my old good friend, Phil.
I do.
For a long time, Phil would call me during our professional careers, and he would go, "Hey, Bubba, let's meet down at Luby's."
No, get out of here.
Oh, he eats there 3 times a week. But you know what he used to always say?
What?
When I'd say, "Why?" He would say, "Well, you know how we eat junk food all the time. We can get our quota on vegetables here."
There you go. That's it. Thank you, Clarence. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, if not, you can always put beans on toast.
Oh, it's good. Hey, you know what? Y'all, your breakfast is supposed to be... Breakfast is supposed to be your biggest meal of the day.
Most important meal,
Well, it gets your metabolism going, and my thought is if you hog out at breakfast, you have all day long to burn off the calories.
Oh, sure. Well, again, I don't know that we are necessarily...
I think I would take up my bean calories with more bacon.
Actually, why don't you try putting some marshmallow cream on there first and then put
the cream cheese filling.
Weird.
Oh, okay, the cream cheese. Now... By the way, now, did you use cream cheese filling on your cheesecake conglomeration there, or is that the real thing?
I beat it with...
Did you?
Yeah, with a beater.
Wow.
Late last night, because it was...
So you were slaving until late into the night to make this.
You're sleep-deprived because you made those.
And I'll tell you what else, I got up early.
Did you?
I woke up at 2:30. I stayed
in
my
bed. That's
pretty
early.
I ended up about 2:50 was when I actually got out of bed and finished up. Because even the chocolate, I melted those. Those were chocolate squares. I've melted too much chocolate, actually, and I have a whole, a dipper in the refrigerator filled of now solid block of chocolate.
Oh, you could have brought that here. There's people would have eaten that.
No, well, there may be a lifetime marathon on this weekend.
Oh. Too bad, Chase, since my TV has no channels, which you've made fun of me for before. You know what I'm glad to say to you?
Mm-hmm. Adios.
So long, farewell.
It's actually a complimentary goodbye song.
It is,
so.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, I could think of some ugly ones, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You're going to offend me, let me tell you.
The first one I thought of them was, I say hello. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You say hello and I say goodbye?
Yeah,
hello, goodbye.
Or
yeah.
I say, whatever it is.
All right. So anyway, thinking hit the road, Jack.
Yeah. So this is Chase's last day. And a lady called just a little while ago and said, "I've been gone for 3 weeks.
Boy.
No kidding.
Lots happened.
Things are a-changing, ma'am.
Yep, that's it. Absolutely. But anyhow, so Chase is leaving. He's going to to work for the Atmos Energy people. And, again, he'll text us all the good gas jokes. I know he will.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in there in the morning drinking coffee going, well, that's one I have sent him over.
That's right. Garrett with the boys. And the girl.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll look forward to that. So forget Batman, Spider-Man, or Captain America. Here comes Wheel Clamp Man.
What?
Wheel Clamp Man.
Is that like a politically correct?
Nope. A mystery cape crusader being called a hero by motorists in Australia sporting a tight green spandex costume. We probably didn't need to know that.
Oof.
The hero uses an electric grinder to rescue cars that have been wheel clamped for parking violations.
Oh.
Man, he's on the wrong side of the law. The guy has been seen...
like a Robin Hood of parking violators.
Yeah. ...said helping motorists around the city of Perth for weeks. Says that he was inspired to act after he got clamped himself. In return for saving drivers, he asks a small donation, which he reportedly gives to the homeless. But...
Huh. Yeah, as far as he tells you.
Yeah, who knows? In his pocket. But not everybody thinks he's a hero. Obviously, a spokesperson for the police says he is committing an offense of criminal damage. We will deal with him. So, there you go.
I'll have to ask Lainey about that.
You know, that's true.
Big difference between police in Australia, quote-unquote, dealing with you, and perhaps police in Syria dealing with you.
Yeah, probably so. They'll give him a stern finger-wagging, let him know about that. Duggar family may be losing one of their daughters to the bright lights of the big city. 19 kids and counting. Premiered earlier this week, an 18-year-old Jinger.
Jinger?
I guess.
Or maybe sure it's not
Ginger. Could be. Ginger.
Spell it.
J-I-N-G-E-R.
I bet it's Ginger.
Yeah.
Ginger?
That's how you spell Ginger.
No, you don't. You spell Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R.
I saw a G in my head. I've just thought, what is he?
Jinger.
Yeah, never mind.
I saw a G in my head. Cool. Revealed that she could ditch her hometown in Arkansas and head on closer, as it says here, to civilization.
Oh, wow. Ben appreciates that.
You get it. Don't be surprised if Michelle pops up pregnant with another baby. Yeah, and, she and Jim Bob on the Today Show the other day. Is always trying to conceive. So there you go. They said they'd just love to add to their family. They got 19 kids. Yeah, want to be doing that. Okay. Let's see on this. I don't know if anything happened today.
Nothing?
On this day. No. I got. On this date in history, and I guess this is a pretty big deal in that Thomas Edison patented the kinescope, which was basically your first movie projector.
Yeah, that went on to do pretty well.
1963, Uncle Walter began his stint as the anchor on the CBS Evening News. And in 1997, the Princess of Wales, Diana, died in a car crash in Paris. Remember that?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was on this date. All right, you got like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Let's see. A couple of American Idol tidbits. Randy Jackson is out as judge.
Oh.
TMZ has learned Randy Jackson is officially leaving the judge's table. So he's done. He's out.
I hate that.
As for his replacement, sources say Nicki Minaj's deal is 99% done. So there you go, Scott. You were right. Continuing the American Idol trend, Simon Cowell's richness is the reason 9 people are safe today. He used his yacht as a lifeboat to save 9 people on a sinking ship.
Wow.
He was soaking in the sun with his ex-girlfriend in Saint-Tropez.
Mm. When, was she his ex at the time?
I don't know. It just says with his ex-girlfriend, so I don't know. When someone on board heard a distress call from nearby, he ordered his captain to find the 35-foot boat that was sinking fast. Captain sprung into action and rescued the 9 souls. So good for him. And I told you that Robin Roberts was leaving Good Morning America, or perhaps we told you, I think we did, a day earlier, or earlier than was scheduled. She's going to be taking us.